Are we not delivered from keeping the law? Question number 75. To what law does Galatians 3:13 refer? Does deliverance from the curse of the law of sin mean deliverance from keeping the Ten Commandments? Answer. The law spoken of in Galatians 3:13 is the Ten Commandment law, Exodus 20. It teaches one that his obedience to it brings to him the manifold blessing of maintaining his fidelity to God and to man, safeguarding his religion, Exodus 23:7, if it be built on truth, ever reminding him that God created the heaven and the earth in 6 working days, securing for him the joyous privilege to be with God, while resting on his holy day, the 7th, Exodus 28:11, teaching children to honor their parents, Exodus 20:12, preventing one from murdering, Exodus 20:13, preserving chastity in all, but particularly safeguarding women, Exodus 20:14, instilling in him honesty, Exodus 20:15, and developing the highest integrity, keeping him from falsehood, Exodus 20:16, and saving him from covetousness, Exodus 20:17. It is the Christian's mirror and his defense. A doctrine, therefore, which countermands strict obedience to the law of God, the only written words which he has vouchsafed to us with his own fingers, and publicly spoken by his own voice, Exodus 31:18, Deuteronomy 4:13-14, is in consequence permitting worship of other gods, and is thus in effect not only teaching Christians to dishonor the Father of all creation, but also thereby encouraging dishonor to all parents, besides winking at murder, immorality, dishonesty, lying, and covetousness. Hence, if violated, the law brings curses; if kept inviolate, it brings blessings. See Exodus 25:6, Revelation 22:14. No one, however, without a thorough conversion can possibly have either the burden or the power to keep it inviolate.